This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. What a turn of events. We've seen yesterday, we saw these Israelis receiving back from Hamas the remains, the coffins of toddlers and a mom. We've seen this all too much, right? And yet we have people in this country, even post October 7th, who not only support these animals, but they want to be mainstreamed in doing it, among other things. One of them, the biggest one on college campuses, is Students for Palestine. So over at Rowan University, and I think our guest was somebody who helped at some way, shape, or form to propel this forward a bit. He's a member of the Facebook group Make NJ Red. Helped to lead the effort against Rowan, Students for Justice in Palestine, after this violent poster was displayed as their greeting card. Come and join us. He's been involved in local politics, recently ran for the Voorhees School Board. And the bottom line is this. The university did the right thing, and they suspended, I guess, for now, the Students for Justice in Palestine group. And then they put them back in under pressure from an alleged First Amendment group that won't come on my show, even though they came on multiple times before, because we differ over this. So the broader issue is, I think this is interesting. Is this First Amendment? Is this really First Amendment? Does the First Amendment allow groups like these Students for Justice in Palestine that continued to engage in what they did on college campuses, harassment, threats, and a violent poster? We'll ask our guests to describe it, and you see if it passes the test. And remember, Rowan did not suspend students. They suspended the group, which gets student fees and money, and gets the sense of being mainstream. Students for Justice in Palestine is not a mainstream group to me, probably to you. Let's go to Eric Simpkin here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Eric, thank you very much, and thanks for being one of the people who brought this to public attention.
Thank you very much for having me, Dom. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to bring this to light, and that's really my ultimate goal in my activities. I'm just really a dad that wants to provide the best place to live for my children, for my family, and really for all families. And I view these types of groups and activities as the antithesis to that.
So,
and Yeah.
Yeah, Eric, where does it stand now? So they suspended or were going to investigate, and then they put them back in because of this group fire that I was talking about. Where does it stand now with Rowan?
Where it stands right now, according to the dean of students, his name is Kevin Cowett. He's very responsive to me, by the way. I've spoken to him several times on several other topics and issues over the last year or so. But originally, he just said, we're going to investigate it. And then I thought about it after our conversation. I said, well, I really need you to articulate in writing what your assurances are going to be that it's going to maintain safety for the students there, a total lack of intimidation of those students, you know, because that's how these groups are winning. Because not enough people are aware of what their antics, tactics, and objectives are. And we see it all the time in the news, in other areas, but it's right here at our doorstep here in South Jersey. And as of right now, I believe it was the 18th, they were reinstated to be recognized as a student government organization. So when I first approached Dr. Cowett, and he told me that, hey, we're just going to, you know, the meeting, we can't stop and all the stuff, I thought about it, and I sent him back an email. And that email basically said, you know, if this was a white supremacist group with a picture of a noose on a poster saying, come to our meeting, let's see and hear our views, or a ISIS flag, you know, saying, hey, we hate America, death to America, because it's not just a Jewish issue. This is an anti-American group. And unfortunately, if you're talking about, you know, the two children, the mother and an elderly man, Mr. Lifshitz, and the Beavis family being returned in coffins with the celebrations that you're seeing with Rejoice and music playing of celebration, it's basically saying that the pro-Palestinian movement, and the word Palestinian, by the way, you know, phonetically, there's not even a P sound in Arabic. So, you know, there's issues there, but let's leave it what we're calling it for now. And, you know, what's happened is that the word pro-Palestinian really equates to neo-Nazism, because they want to hurt and destroy people that were born a certain way. You know, when they came in on October 7th, they didn't say, let's go find the Democrats, let's go find the Republicans in Israel. They said, let's go kill Jews. So when you do that, that's genocide. There's been no genocide going the other way. In 1967 or 1948, let's say, there was 25,000 refugees that left the land of Israel, which is currently the land of Israel. And now there's 2 million. So there's been no genocide. There's been a defense of our sovereignty and our safety in Israel and abroad.
And we okay, look at what's Eric, going I, on, I wanted to come know? Back yeah. to this, too. Devil's advocate here, so... Fire, Dan and I were shocked. They alerted us to this. That's why we knew. And they were celebrating that they got Rowan to reinstate this group. So, again, no yeah. individuals were kicked out of Rowan. By reinstatement, no. they get student fees, they get office space, and they get the tacit endorsement. They're a mainstream group, which you and I agree they are not. So what do you say to those who say, though, clearly— even though I think this is agitating for violence, this picture with the kid, with the man with the slingshot, and we know the intifada and where that came from, that is protected speech. That's First Amendment protected speech, and the college essentially has to let them in there.
Hate speech is not protected under the United States Constitution. I carry around a copy of that Constitution in my pocket. Because every time I feel like our rights are being infringed upon, I read it to make sure whether I'm on the right or wrong side of it. Mm-hmm. And hate speech has never been and never will be protected under the First Amendment. And really,
what are you defining as hate speech, though?
Hate speech is a graphic of, you know, a depiction of David versus Goliath, for example, which is really what that means. The million people that were hurling stones to kill Israelis in 1993, that graphic itself. And hate speech is, you know, from the river to the sea. That just means a total eradication of not just the land of Israel, because there is land in Israel, but Israel represents also the people of Israel, and that's all Jewish people.
So you're saying this is a call to violence, extermination, genocide?
In many, many cases, I have not been to any too many peaceful protests that are occurring, and I've been to many. And, you know, as we've seen on the news, they're not peaceful. I mean, we just look at Brooklyn, you know, two nights ago.
Right.
You know, that was a protest. I mean, if you show me examples of a group sitting around and singing Kumbaya, one of these things. I mean, okay, you know, but I haven't seen that in any of the encampments. And when they go and flush out the encampments, what do they find? You know, and this is a national group that's disseminating this information, graphics, and toolkits. They actually have a toolkit. And teaching children, how these students, rather, in this case, how to be activists. Now, if my kid's at college and that's what they're learning about, I will tell you that I would take them right out of the school because I didn't send my kids to college to learn how to be activists. I told them that I want them to learn how to be productive members of a society. And so from a freedom of speech perspective, your freedom of speech stops at my nose. And when it affects my ability to my peaceful enjoyment of my life, and I don't just mean me, I mean for all people, that's where the First Amendment stops and civil rights infractions begin.
Well, I think that's been litigated, maybe not in court, but we saw the three college presidents, two of them are out, et cetera, talking about what happened on college campuses and trying to say, I guess, what about freedom of speech? And that was rejected, just as you said, that right ends where we're stressing violence, attacks, harassment, mainly upon people they think are Jewish, but it could be upon Americans also. So, Eric, what would you like to see done now? What happens next?
The next step is for people that literally have a pulse and a brain and understand that there's something wrong. The easiest way to activate yourself is to make phone calls and emails to the people that are holding the purse strings from a funding perspective. You know, Rowan shouldn't be giving a penny to any organization that's infringing on the comfort and the ability for any student or any other person for that matter to be walking around campus.
Well, let me go back, Eric. I'm sorry to interrupt, but let's go back and play it out. Since Fire wouldn't come on with me, which is shocking, they're a First Amendment group, I'll be the devil's advocate with you and saying, Eric, you know, don't they have a right to put this type of stuff up? Does that really put you in fear? Don't you have to grow up a bit here and deal with the fact they're just expressing a point of view?
All right. So you have a seed that you want to plant, and you plant the seed. And then you water it, you cultivate the soil, and eventually it grows into a plant. And then further on, spores come, and, you know, birds and stuff come and spread those. And then there become trees in the forest. And eventually, you know, we're not just talking about the seedling of First Amendment protected speech. We're talking about massive infiltration of people's freedoms by allowing that seed to grow into something bigger. I was told, well, it's only a few students. They're not really doing anything. We don't know what they're doing and what they're talking about. There's no, I'm not in the room to know. I mean, who do I trust? Me, that's who, to make that determination, but I can't be. So, you know, unfortunately, you don't know till you know. This same group, by the way, is having outside influencers, not from the college, because they're the same group of people on the Instagram page that also initiated a student walkout for Palestine at the Eastern Regional High School in Voorhees, New Jersey. And they showed up. It was actually a 36-year-old man, you know, that's influencing these children. I mean, I could tell you this, a 36-year-old man is talking to my child that's under 18. I think that's a problem.
So, Eric, who should people contact at Rowan then?
The Dean of Admissions, his name is Kevin Cowett. I think that his email address has something like deanofstudents@rowan.edu. And P.S., you know, Mr. Rowan that left that $100 million endowment, he was a devout Christian. And I asked the dean, I said, how do you think Mr. Rowan would feel about his endowment being used to perpetuate this? And that's when they did take action. So you have to know what the hot buttons are. And you can't call up a yelling and screaming at him or sending him Nazi grams. Because unfortunately, you know, that's not what gets the response. Showing up to a counter protest, you know, when they were suspended, they actually enlisted the help of the Democrat Socialists of America to come and do a counter protest at the OWL down there, a statue on campus. That's a whole different organization.
That's just not okay. Absolutely.
I mean, I wouldn't want my kids anywhere near a Democrat Socialist of America with their red and white fist raised flags walking down the street like, you know, literally like Nazis used to do in Skokie, Illinois, for example. It can't happen, and we can't allow this to fester. You know, it's like when you spread a light on a bunch of cockroaches. Yeah, they're going to spread out, but if you don't do something to get rid of them or keep them out, they're going to come back. And that's what's happened. And I'm not calling anybody a cockroach. I'm just using it as a,
I hear
you,
I hear you. Well, Eric, thank you. And thanks for bringing this to light. Again, just let Dan know any updates on this, anything else that you see around this. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to add one last thing. On February 24th on the Rowan campus, Neil Lazarus is going to be a guest, and they're going to be teaching people how to combat anti-Semitism. And that's on February 24th at 6 o'clock p.m. At one of the halls down there. You'll be able to find that, and you can find it on my Facebook, Eric Simkin. And I very much appreciate you shedding
light. Thank you. Thank you, Eric, very much. S-I-M-K-I-N, Eric Simkin. All right. The thing that stunned Dan and me was the fact this group Fire, you've heard them with all the hosts here, I'd say, over the years. We've had them on for one thing or another. Defense of the First Amendment, usually conservative, somebody who says something politically incorrect. Okay. They were touting that they got this group reinstated. We said, come on and defend that. Not in any, we like what they usually do. They said, nah, we'll pass on this one. It's just still not understandable to me. You heard what the stake is here. Come on, Rowan, you were right the first time. This is the group that you hear nationally. We know if you put a group, as he said, can you imagine a KKK group, the Noose, some kind of group that is hostile to something that the left doesn't like? You can imagine what we would hear from representatives. They don't have the right to be funded and to be mainstream. That's the bottom line. That's what Rowan's doing. They want to spout these things themselves. They can do that. But even then, during these college protests, telling people you're going to kill them, you're going to behead them, do all this stuff in the college campus, the college can take action on that. It's just annoying that people scream freedom of speech on this. What they're really doing is threatening. There's a difference. 855-839-1210. Love to get you and give me your reaction to that. Thanks to Dan for tracking him down. And right now, it's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody!
The money gone.
That is exactly right. We had a great guest on yesterday talking about our prize today and talking about this big event coming up. You can win a pair of tickets to Bucks County Paracon, the second annual paranormal conference on March 8th, Saturday, at Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County. For tickets and more information, visit bucks.edu/tickets. All right, Dan.
I'm actually going to be taking the reins on this
okay.
one.
Okay, go ahead. All right.
So today, side question, what's something comfy? Who's someone comfy? I'm actually going to play a comfy song for you. This would be none other than Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Mm. Very comfy song, but I'm not going to play it to you normally. No, of course not. I'm going to play it to you sung in a different language. I want to know the country of origin of this not necessarily the language, but of this singer singing the language, all right?
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
All right. So spun out by this, almost creeped out by it for some strange reason. All right. So give me this country of origin.
Country
please,
of origin.
Especially of the singer. It's a country that has been mentioned this week, maybe even today. I'll say that.
Okay.
Much.
All right. 855-839-1210. We'll get that. And just saw at the White House, Trump is turning up the temperature, good for him, on the Doge Dower. Doge Dowers, they're calling it. The savings to be returned to taxpayers, and I'll tell you how they're saying they're going to do that. And we'll get the answer and the prize coming up on Talk Radio 12.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Of 10.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's right. Henry has his turn today. Henry, let's hear the clue, and we're looking for the country, right? Or that the person's
from. Yeah, the country
from.
Of origin.
The country of
the
origin.
The language would be a little too difficult.
Right. Let me try Joe in Abington. All right, Joe, what's the country of origin?
Okay, I'm divided between, I got two guesses, India or Indonesia. I'm going to go with Indonesia.
Here, Indonesia, but good try, Joe.
Both
India
wrong.
And Indonesia. Okay, Calvin in the Northeast. Calvin, country of origin.
Hey, Don, what's up? My guess, how about Canada?
All right, and we would have accepted, what else,
we would have
Joe?
Accepted Greenland, Russia, or even the United States.
And the reason?
It is the language of Inuit. That is what the Inuit people speak up north, way up north.
Eskimos.
Well, if you want to be derogatory like that, you go ahead,
Dom. Watch your
language. I'm going to call them by their preferred name, the Inuit.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not putting Eskimo on my unpreferred list yet.
You're going to lose somewhere. Some listeners way up north now.
There we
Does
go.
Calvin in the Northeast speak Inuit? Is that how
Do
he knew?
Do you speak that, Calvin? Is that how you knew?
No, I heard it on my Pandora station, believe it or not, on Fleetwood Mac one time. And then the clue of we mentioned it today was how I guessed.
Wow.
All right.
Get me
Very good,
algorithm.
Calvin. Enjoy the conference at the Zlock. All right. I just saw this a couple moments ago, and it's all fluid now at this point, that Trump has signed off on giving Americans 20%, I don't know why 20%, I would do more, of the savings from DOGE, okay? Now, they're in dispute. Are these real savings, et cetera? We see it on what they put on the website. And have we actually captured that money back? Where is it? How does it work? That's an open question to get a good answer to. But in addition to that, Stephen Miller, who is the real policy guy at the White House, okay? He's their best presenter, says this will go to the House and Senate during this budget reconciliation. And this makes me nervous now that this is the way they're going to do it. And I guess maybe that's the only way. And then they will determine how this would go to the average American and how much. And I don't see the $5,000, and I'm not sure why. They kind of arrived at that figure. I saw one guy saying $200. You know, let's give some people some real money here. Here is Jasmine Crockett, though. We led the show off with this. Here's the Democrat response to this. She's the face of one of them, anyhow, contending to be kind of a leader. The woman with the false eyelashes that dukes it out with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Here's what she said about this $5,000.
Now, President Trump says he likes the idea of giving some of the savings from DOGE back to Americans as kind of a dividend. Would you support that?
Listen, he's just telling a lie. He's not the one that had anything to do with the $1,200 refunds that people had during the midst of COVID that was done by Democratic House and Democratic Senate. Right now, what they're going to do is say, hey, we want to give you a refund, but Congress won't let us because they already know that there's just no money for that. The only reason that those refunds came before was because we were living in different times. This was a time in which hopefully we won't ever go through again. We had a once in a lifetime pandemic. The bad part is that I don't know if it's once in a lifetime because we know that Ebola, unfortunately, was detected right here in New York here recently. And if we continue down this road of getting rid of scientists or deciding that we don't want to rely on experts as it relates to what they're telling us to do, or we don't want to deal with vaccines and medicine in this country, then we may be facing not only our next pandemic, but our next two, three, or four pandemics because of their incompetence. So no, we are not in the business of giving out money. And honestly, I don't know what $5,000 will do for you.
That's it at the end. $5,000. Can you imagine? This is what we're going to be facing. So we have a road to go here. My read, I didn't see Trump as animated over this. I'm not sure why. And I've had people call me today. We didn't get to the call, but people emailing me. Give it a break with this $5,000. That's just more fraud and all the rest of it. I'm not seeing that. I don't get why. Give us the money back coming from these savings. What's the mechanism to do that? I don't even like the 20%. I'd want more. Yeah, but what about the deficit? Somebody called ahead. Oh, I get that. I'm sensitive toward it. But you know what? When I have to choose between the two, I'm giving the money back to the Americans that had it stolen from them to do all this nonsense. So once and for all, are you in the deficit club, which we never see and never know what, and all that wrangling? Are you in the club that says, give the money back to the average American? Don't know if it'd be $5,000 or not. By the way, Kash Patel is the new FBI director. He's confirmed, and it was 51-49. So we knew Collins was going to vote against him. I'm a little bit unclear if, I guess, McConnell was the other. Did Murkowski not vote against him? A little unclear on that. It was not a tie. He passed 51-49. Now, other than RFK Jr., this guy is going to be the guy in the major position where there's going to be a lot of action, a lot of stuff that happens.
McConnell actually voted to confirm Patel.
Who did?
McConnell.
Oh, McConnell did. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't hear any reason. Yeah, it's surprising. I thought out of spite.
Murkowski, no. Collins, no.
Okay. All right. Let me set something else up, too, though, that yesterday we had a lot of back and forth, which is fine on this. At times, we may differ. You can call in and tell me why if you do. Dan, you may want to pull this on Mediaite. I'll set it up now, then after the break. Peter Ducey was one of the people, and he asked it in a reasonable way that asked Mike Waltz, who's a great national security advisor. We've had him on the show several times. Who was responsible or more responsible for the war with Ukraine and Russia? Was it Zelensky or was it Putin? Now, this put Waltz in a difficult position. They already had Caitlin Collins, who didn't put a question out in a reasonable manner like that. It was much more attacking around this. So I'm going to play you coming up. I'll take the break. I'll play it coming up of Ducey asking the question and Waltz's response. This coming yesterday when we discussed President Trump and Zelensky. And look, it's fine. And I'm in agreement with a lot of this stuff. Don't send me any more pictures, though, of saying, what about the Nazi brigades? We know that. All right. Why are you going after Putin in this manner? Because you have to deal with reality. That's what he is. That doesn't mean we don't have to find a deal somewhere here to stop this. But I think Ducey asked a great question of Waltz, who really had difficult questions today. Brian Kilmeade said, well, is Putin going to return the 20,000 children that he kidnapped, is the guesstimate, in Ukraine? So Walls has really earned his position today. We'll play you this, and we'll take your calls on someone or something. Today's National Comfy Day. That's comfortable. All that straight ahead. All right, Dom G or Dano show. Coming to your calls. Get the answer today. Something comfy. Mike Walls has really been from the morning show with Brian Kilmeade, as I told you. 20,000 kids that Putin has kidnapped. And he was asked by Fox's own Peter Doocy about this issue of the president's post that we talked about yesterday. And he said a lot of good things here that if in great analysis of several things they're trying to do with Ukraine, but he just never answered the question that Doocy asked. So I guess they're saying, well, it's time to move on from what President Trump said about Ukraine starting the war, which is just not in the realm of anything that I can see. Here's how it sounded with Peter Doocy and Mike Walls.
After the president's post on Truth Social yesterday, need to know, who does he think is more responsible for the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Putin or Zelensky?
Well, look, his goal, Peter, is to bring this war to an end, period. And there has been ongoing fighting on both sides. It is World War One style trench warfare. His frustration with President Zelensky is that you've heard is multifold. One, there needs to be a deep appreciation for what the American people, what the American taxpayer, what President Trump did in his first term, and what we've done since. So some of the rhetoric coming out of Kyiv, frankly, and insults to President Trump were unacceptable, number one. Number two, our own Secretary of Treasury personally made the trip to offer the Ukrainians what is can only be described as a historic opportunity. That is for America to co-invest with Ukraine in their minerals, in their resources, to truly grow the pie. So, case in point, there's a foundry that processes aluminum in Ukraine. It's been damaged. It's not at its current capacity. If that is restored, it would account for America's entire imports of aluminum for an entire year. That one foundry. There are tremendous resources there. Not only is that long-term security for Ukraine, not only do we help them grow the pie with investments, but, you know, we do have an obligation to the American taxpayer.
Okay, right there, Dan.
Helping them.
So, look, good answer by Walls is kind of a thumbnail of some of the stuff in the background. And we've heard about that, rare earth minerals. And it is incumbent upon the Ukrainians to sign off on that, I think, given all that America has done. So, difficult position. What was Walls going to say? Was Walls going to say to Peter Doocy, well, yeah, Zelensky and Ukraine are the ones responsible for the invasion of Ukraine? Notice he didn't do that. Now, I'm offering it in this regard, that Walls is in a difficult position. He said a couple of things there that are factual about Zelensky, about the rare earth minerals, about trying to get to a feat. In fact, he said a lot of things that are true. But notice he didn't sign off on this idea. Yeah, they started the war. That's the type of talk that's unnecessary, not factual, as we move forward. It's preposterous. It really is. So you want to continue to do that. I'm not sure why. Why do you need to reinforce that when it's obvious here that we got to get some concessions from the Ukrainians in the manner that Walls just talked about? I'm all in agreement with that. That's in their interest. It's in our interest. They owe it to us, given all that America's done moving forward. As far as the other stuff, come on. And as far as Putin, why in the world would you want to even offer? What's the other side? What's the other side with Russia and what they've been up to and what he's up to? There is no other side. This guy is a menace, an extraordinary menace. The Chinese are the only bigger thing out there. He doesn't have the wherewithal they did. If he did, he'd be as big or a bigger menace. Isn't it time to just say that and move on? 855-839-1210. But good question from Doocy. And Walls made several points there that were instructive. Other than actually answering that, Because what's he going to say in the state of the president? You know, how's he going to get inside the mind? How's he going to articulate that? As far as the 20,000 children kidnapped, yeah, I think that would be a term of a condition to ending this, maybe not to getting to a ceasefire. But he made a great point. This is World War I conditions, and everybody knows what that was about, the slaughter. But with the best in modern technology, you put those two things together, and that is just devastating. All right, let's go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. Before I get into it, I just wanted to say that when it comes to the Inuit word, I'm with Henry, and when it comes to free speech, even though I'm very much on that caller's side, I agree with Henry. Free speech is free speech.
So wait a minute, though, Robert. So when you're talking about at Rowan, you think Students for Justice in Palestine, remember, that means they get mainstream, they get student fees, they get all that, when that poster, to me, is calling for violence.
The problem, Dom, isn't that they have too much free speech. The problem is that people who would push back on that have had their free speech reined in by the left. The left caused this problem, okay, by letting one side run rampant and shutting the other side down. If you had the natural order of things, you would have pushback against these people, and it wouldn't be such an issue. And I'm not saying mainstreaming them. I'm just talking about whether they can carry a stupid sign or say stupid things.
They can do that. Here's my point. They can do that, but they cannot, under the auspices of the college, be in the good graces, because they get resources, they get protection, and they also get student fees that go toward their organization.
And if the people who are in charge of Rowan applied the same standard to them people that they applied to those of us on the right, it wouldn't be an issue. That's what I mean. They caused this issue. I mean, they took away the ability to people who would push back to push back, and they've given license to their side for their political expediency, and they could care less what happens on these college campuses as long as they're getting that money. But I don't want to spend too much time on this because you asking why that Bros podcast got so many people.
Yes, yeah.
And I would say to you, comfort. And what I mean by that is the left has just experienced a political apocalypse, and they're losing faith in their mainstream media. So they're looking for anybody who's saying things that they want to hear right now, and they're going to flock to it. It doesn't mean that it has any national implications politically. It just means that people – the head of MSNBC, Rebecca Cutler, was doing an interview on NPR, and she said – our viewers do not come to us for the news. Our viewers come to us for comfort. And that's why it all ties into today's side question.
That's a great point. But, Robert, I'm telling you, as far as what I do, Dan does here, we don't hear this being good that would stimulate them that this is the place that you'd go. I get what you're saying. There's a need to just constantly bash Trump and go to that. Well, CNN and MSNBC are in the tank. They're not working. So that's why it's kind of a mystery, 56 million downloads.
And their viewers and people who are panicking are great.
Was one of the people, and he asked it in a reasonable way, that asked Mike Waltz, who's a great national security advisor. We've had him on the show several times. Who was responsible or more responsible for the war with Ukraine and Russia? Was it Zelensky or was it Putin? Now, this put Walls in a difficult position. They already had Caitlin Collins, who didn't put a question out in a reasonable manner like that. It was much more attacking around this. So I'm going to play you coming up. I'll take the break. I'll play it coming up of Ducey asking the question and Walls's response. This coming yesterday when we discussed President Trump and Zelensky. And look. It's fine, and I'm in agreement with a lot of this stuff. Don't send me any more pictures, though, of saying, what about the Nazi brigades? We know that. All right? Why are you going after Putin in this manner? Because you have to deal with reality. That's what he is. That doesn't mean we don't have to find a deal somewhere here to stop this. But I think Ducey asked a great question of Walsh, who really had difficult questions today. Brian Kilmeade said, well, is Putin going to return the 20,000 children that he kidnapped, is the guesstimate, in Ukraine? So Walz has really earned his position today. We'll play you this, and we'll take your calls on someone or something. Today's National Comfy Day. That's comfortable. All that straight ahead.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, National Comfy Day. Hit us with someone or something that is comfortable. Bruce in the Northeast, I think, won already this week once. Hey, Bruce, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, good afternoon. Let me answer the question. On this cold winter day, allow me to answer the question on a day in July, and that goes like this. As you're lying on the beach in a beautiful summer day, the comforting sound of a biplane in the background with its gentle hum as it hugs the coastline on a lazy, laid-back manner.
Beautifully put. Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's
trying to work your
done.
Way in there with you on the beach at that time.
Well, we Ro did that. She paid to promote Dan and me flying over Wildwood with that. And then we had the kid on who landed on a bridge with one of those biplanes.
Yeah, that's right. That sound when you're laying there, and it's just so comforting on a summer day. You hear that slow motor, you know.
That's beautifully put. Now, that is insightful. That's true. I don't know that it's that loud. It's a little bit of a lower hum. Yeah. You're usually...
It's more like a warplane than it does.
Yeah, well, it's more out at sea, so you're not really, you know, it seemed to be... hundreds of yards out, anyhow, when it goes by. Those things are really effective. I think an advertising campaign, you can't go wrong.
You always read it, right? When it goes by, you're like,
I have to. Yeah, it's something. You're standing there in the water, and you look up, and you want something to
read. I love Ro faking an ankle injury.
And saying, ow, 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 she's falling into the water here. Because it was slow coming over. And she included Dan in. I don't know how the guy gave us a break on the wordage on that. It was stunning. Yeah. We'll have to do that again. We're over at Mulligan's. Come on over. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton. Man. Alan, who's yours?
Lawrence Welk.
Okay. That's in the Larry Ferrari. We'll put that in there. Charlie in Orland. All right, Charlie. Who or what is comforting?
This is one of the longest shows. It's over 60 years old, and it's right on 1210. Sunday with Sinatra.
Yeah, without a doubt. Just playing Sinatra since, was it 1950? I've got to get the exact date on that. But the tradition, only in Philadelphia, can you do something like that. It is extraordinary how that has worked with people, without a doubt. Gary in Newtown. Gary, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, real quick. The $5,000 is redistribution. I'm for giving us our money back, but proportional to what we paid in. I'll just say that first.
Well, you think $5,000 is too much?
No, I think $5,000 for me and $5,000 for you. I don't know what you put in. I know what I put in. I don't think it's fair. It shouldn't be a number per person. It should be a percentage of what we actually paid in.
Yeah, but that's going to be calculation that I think is almost... You know, very difficult.
Gives all those IRS agents something to do.
There's 36% of the people don't pay anything in tax. You're going to give them $5,000 back?
I would for this. Yeah, I think the greater good. Tomorrow, I'll let you open up on that. That's a fair point. I'm trying to think of who we should have on to talk about how this will work. It's cumbersome, but you know what? I think in the end, the hell with all that, I'm doing it. It would be well worth it.
Okay, so my answer today is going to be bacon and cheese loaded French fries made with beef tallow and a vanilla or chocolate milkshake of your choice.
Ooh, that is very good. Yeah, the milkshake. I haven't had a milkshake in quite a while. It's brutal. Ugh, black and white milkshake. Oh my God. All right, but you know, just an observation before we get to winter here, there are objections to this, and I'm not in the camp of objecting to this. It can be worked out. Dan, are you an objector? Do you care that somebody didn't pay taxes is also getting $5,000?
I feel like I'm in favor of it, that I'm in favor of socialism.
Oh, man. Henry, do you care?
You know, Gary made a good point there. I think I do care a little bit.
Enough that you're willing to give up $5,000.
We're talking about people that are against student loans here for the unfair nature of forgiving certain students.
Yes. Well, I'm in a situation where I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this, though, if I don't do it universally. That's my problem. So if you can say they never paid any tax and it's pretty easy to determine that, okay. But I don't know how we're gargantuan numbers here.
We have AI to do this? Come on.
Okay. Dan, who's your...
Dom, in the category of people, some great ones today were Bob Ross, Mr. Rogers. In the category of food, mac and cheese, chicken noodle soup making you feel comfortable. In the category of things to do, Rob Raymond Salem said watching football on a Sunday. I love all those answers.
I kind of like Bruce's biplane, but you guys were mocking it.
That's where I was going to get
All right, let's go with that, then. We got two votes on that. That was quite a call. All right, am I turning into a socialist, Dan and Henry? Don't want $5,000 if these people that didn't pay taxes get it. All right, there's flaws in this. Maybe
I don't think
Trump,
I could ever call you a socialist.
Trump is the one that's right. He's a little reluctant on this. I'm full bore. Give them the money back. It would be the right thing and the politically right thing. You can let me know on Twitter at DomShow1210 if you agree with that. All right, I'll put it up a poll later on. Richie always back with four big hours next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.